Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Let's welcome Ethan to second date update in the Thunder and PT show this morning. We got lots to talk about. Ethan, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. All right, let's get down to business here. How did you meet Morgan?
We met online. She caught my eye right away.
Cool. Why did she catch your eye?
Oh, she's very attractive. You know, she just seemed like she was pretty down to earth and had a good profile.
Cool. What did you guys do on your date?
Well, she just had a lot of pressure at work, so I treated her to a spa day and then took her out to dinner.
I'm sorry, you did what?
Yeah, I treated her to a spa day and then I took her out to dinner.
Well, why did you treat her to a spa day? You don't even know her.
Well, it just seemed like a nice thing to do.
Okay, so.
Wow.
And it was it like a day of beauty, or was it a massage, or what?
I like a massage kind of thing, more like it.
Yeah. And then you met for dinner after that. And how did dinner go?
It went good. We connected for sure. And we're both looking for something serious. So that's nice. She seems like she's got integrity.
She has what? I couldn't hear you.
She seems like she's got some integrity.
Okay. And that's
cool.
And that's an underrated trait. So how did you leave things, Ethan, with Morgan at the end of the night? We find this is an important question. Because we can kind of get a feel for how the date went for both of you.
Yeah, I had to head home kind of on the early side of things, but I walked her through a car and kissed her.
You kissed goodnight?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. All right. So you walked her to her car? That's a classy move.
Yeah, I thought so, but I just haven't heard anything back from her at all.
And how long has it been?
It's been about a week.
Okay. All right, so Ethan, can you think of any reason why Morgan would not be getting back? I mean, it sounds like everything went perfect. I mean, you treated her to a spa day, had a great night together, you walked her to her car, you kissed goodnight. Why don't you think she's getting back to you?
Yeah, I have no idea. I can't really think of anything. Her only complaint was massage was too short.
Was too what?
Too short.
But that's not your problem.
That's kind of like something that you always say, like, how was your weekend? It was too short, you know, because you liked it.
Yeah, she wasn't right? Unappreciative. She was just saying what?
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm trying to figure this out.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Morgan.
Yes, who is this?
Hi, Morgan. I'm sorry to trouble you this morning. It's not a sales call or a robocall, and please just hear me out. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf. We are calling because we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. Do you know a gentleman by the name of Ethan?
I do.
Yes. You went out with him about a week or so ago. I think he got you a spa day or something, and he went out for dinner afterwards.
Yeah. Did he give you my number?
Yes,
he did.
He messaged us first, and then we talked to him a bit ago. He would like to kind of know why you're not getting back to him for a second date.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty obvious there isn't room for me in his life.
There's not room for you in his life?
No.
Are you trying to say he's married?
No. Not like that. But he used to be married, and he says his daughter's always going to come first. So.
Okay, and that's pretty common.
That's standard, isn't it?
There's a lot of single parents who date.
I mean, that's fine for them, but for me, I need to come first, so you can tell him I'm not interested.
Okay, listen, Morgan, Could you tell him this yourself? Because he is listening in on the conversation on Second Date Update this morning. Could I just, you know, could we just conference him in so he could hear this from you?
He probably needs to.
Because I think he's a little confused on why you're not getting back to him.
I don't know why he's confused. I haven't responded. Isn't that a clear message?
Well, it's nothing against that. I'm just saying that's probably not clear if you haven't told him why.
Okay, sure. Hi, there isn't room for me. You left our date early to go home to your daughter, and that was a pretty clear signal. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. All right, hold on a second, real quick.
Ethan, could you hear that?
Ethan, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I just didn't realize you were that much afraid of responsibility. It's really
untrue. Oh, my goodness. I'm not afraid of anything, but I need to be a priority, and it's clear that I'm not yours, and that's fine.
Yeah, and you're bullet dodged.
Great. Thank you.
Hey, wait, hold, whoa. Hey, Ethan, how old is your daughter?
Yeah.
7.
Morgan, did something happen on your date, Ethan, where you had to go be with your daughter? Did you have a sitter that you had to kind of relieve of his or her duties or something like that?
You said you had to go home early.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I went home at like 9.
Okay. And so did you say, I've got to get back to my daughter that night? And then is that why, Morgan, because you didn't have a babysitter long enough, Ethan?
Yeah, I just didn't spend the whole night out with her. So I guess that was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
You left food on the table. You didn't finish your entree. You looked at your watch and like, oh, I gotta go. And like, that was it. And you know, if that's who you are, that's great. That's not what I'm looking for.
How often do you see your daughter, Ethan?
Like every other weekend.
Okay, so every other weekend. So during the week, you don't have her?
Or do
Morgan, I mean, like, did you know he was a dad? Or did you not know he was a father ahead of time?
I knew ahead of time. I don't know why, if he only has her that often, he'd schedule our date for that time. Overbooked on his part.
Morgan, do you put on your dating profile, like, I don't want to date any single dads because I want to be the person that comes first in your life?
I mean, maybe I should.
Good information to know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that might be helpful. It might just save you a lot of time and frustration.
Right, because it sounds like you're not super open to that.
And that's honestly
fine.
Or nice.
Yeah.
Why don't you think Morgan's nice, Ethan?
I mean, listen to everything she said.
Yeah.
She doesn't have time to, it's just ridiculous.
You want to be the one and only thing, Morgan, when
I
it comes
to... I do. I think I deserve that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's wrong.
That's okay.
But when his daughter is 7 years old, I mean, there's still a long time before college, so she's going to be around. I mean, before she's a quote-unquote adult, she's going to be around for a while.
At least 10 years, and that's, if she gets a good job out of college and doesn't move back home like all the other kids these days.
And Ethan,
after college, she might still be around, and that might be way so much difficult for you. Wow.
That sounds really difficult for you, but I don't know if that's going to be an issue for
guessing, Morgan, it's a no for a second date?
It's a no from me, Doc.
And Ethan, you're fine with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, gosh, guys, listen, at least we got it solved.
I mean,
wasn't pretty.
I did not see a match made in heaven here in this situation.
No.
Ethan,
all for the best.
I mean, wow.
I want to let you both know, though, Ethan, Morgan, we're always here if you want to return on Second Date Update.
Thank you.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf. Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.